fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 29th day of December, year of our Lord, 2020. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that should be done in every school, public and private, every day of the year. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Proper tip of the day, pray for our president and his family. Pray for our republic. Keep your head on a swivel. Maintain your situational awareness. Expanded prepper tip, work with your team. Train with your team. Pray with your team. Your team is what will be as important as your family in the not too distant future. Last but not least, there is no pandemic. The disease that kills 0.3% of the people that get it is not a pandemic. By definition, it's not. We have patient waiting in the green room, Anita. Anita is with the organization that goes by the name Voter Fraud is a Felony. They have a website, voterfraudisafelony.com. We may be joined by Ann, and we will be talking about what's been taking place since the third day of November. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning.
Well, every week we talk, things are more bizarre than they were the week before, aren't they, my dear?
It is crazy. I think these are just unprecedented times. The last time we had any kind of mess like this was during the Civil War with Lincoln.
Absolutely. So, it looks like Ann is with us also this morning. Ann, you're here?
I am. Good morning.
Fantastic. Good to have you, my dear. A lot of people are pointing back to 1860, 1861 as when we had so much controversy, so much silliness going on at the national level. And what's the most important thing that's happened in the past 6-7 days that you can tell us here, my dear?
Well, I think you are right that there is no pandemic. And this whole masking is purposeful to keep us from congregating, to keep us from associating with other people, to keep us from meeting and greeting and understanding how everybody is in a situation where we must stand up for our rights. We must participate in what this takeover, this coup that is happening in the United States, that we must go to Washington and demand what we want as American citizens.
And I'm gonna educate you here a little bit. I just found this out this morning. A Catholic church in Kansas City, Missouri, had a policy that you're supposed to wear a mask when you enter the church, and once you're seated, the virus knows it can't get to you, that you can take your mask off, because it's a very smart virus and knows it can't get you when you're seated in the pew. Now, this woman and her 11 children and her husband, I think these children, most of whom were adopted, doesn't matter, they entered the church without wearing a mask, sat down in the pew where a mask wasn't required, and the priest ordered her to wear a mask. When they entered the church, she refused. She went and seated, and they were entered in their prayers at the Catholic church. Because she didn't wear the mask between the door of the church and the pew, the priest called the police and had her charged with trespassing, and her husband and 11 children were removed from the church, arrested and removed from the church and for trespassing on the Catholic church property. I think we're at a level of pure insanity, Anne, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, the idea that we had to close churches to save souls, I think that the church, or save lives, when the church is in the business, should be in the business of saving souls and lives, shows the depth that people don't understand what's really important in life. And what's really important in life is that we have individual liberties, and we have First Amendment rights to worship, to congregate, to petition our government, and speech. And all of this is under assault right now today.
Absolutely. It is.
I'd say it's time to find a new church.
Well, that's obviously going to happen.
I hope so.
I hope that the elders in that church, I don't know about the Catholic hierarchy, but that priest needs a lesson in common sense.
There are so many things wrong with that story. That the police were called is bizarre. The mask mandate
right.
is bizarre. The fact that they would go there knowing that the priest was paranoid, just when there are other churches that are open that are not going to do that to you. It's just there's so many things wrong with that story that I don't know.
The priest gave the police no choice. Once somebody in charge of the premises declares people present as trespassers, the police were left with no choice except to evict the trespassers, as they were declared so by the priest. But that's
call the police because someone comes into your the church without a mask.
Sanctuary.
Is insane.
Right. Yeah, it really is, and there's no excuse. There is no pandemic, and we're just literally destroying our country. Anita, I know you're a native St. Louis, and there's a restaurant called Cousin Hugo's on Big Bend, or they used to be, open for the last 80 years, since, what would that be, 1940. They're closed permanently.
Oh,
it's
no.
just one of dozens and dozens and dozens of restaurants. Many of them are iconic.
Yep. There's a restaurant in Abilene, Kansas, that was open for 150 years, and they had to close because they were basically shut down. this purposeful destruction of small business is what we have seen, because small business enables you to engage in individual liberties because you have control over your life as a small business person, and this taking out a small business thus destroys your ability to be an individual if you have to work only as a cog in the big business, because the shutdown helped big businesses and destroyed small businesses like the restaurants you're talking about, like Cousin Hugo's.
Okay.
And it's making
Ladies,
you
let's go,
on the
let's
government.
Go to the topic at hand, which is voter fraud. The explosion Christmas morning in Nashville, the building, AT&T building, was owned by the same company that owns Dominion, apparently. A possibility that that building premises was going to be, it may have already been, a storage facility for Dominion voting machines. We don't know that for a fact. There's a lot more to this story than is being released publicly, apparently. There appears to be some evidence that it may have been a directed energy weapon that actually hit that part of Nashville. There's video evidence of that. I don't know all the details. I do know that there are some very serious questions that need to be answered, and I hope that somebody besides the FBI will be investigating this, because we know we can't trust the FBI. They've proven themselves very untrustworthy. Anita, you have a response?
Yes, I do. I think that there's a lot of forces here that are very evil, that are fighting on multiple levels. And they know they're in trouble. And they know that people are going after them for the first time since I've been alive. And they are doing extraordinary things to cover themselves and cover their tracks. Now, I have no idea if it had anything to do with the bombing or not. I just know that on multiple levels in multiple states, they are desperate. They're fighting for their lives because they know that people are coming after them. And people who are desperate do very extraordinary, bizarre things because of they're afraid of being caught, of being sent to jail, of all the things that they could be charged with. So I would not be surprised, but I hope that people don't become afraid of their reaction and give up and quit fighting this, because the alternative is far worse. So I hope that it keeps getting investigated, like some of the other incidences of the threat and the people being killed that have to do with this election. I hope that does not deter people.
I
there
hope
are far
not.
Worse
I,
things I, than dying.
Ladies, if you haven't seen it yet, you need to, and I haven't had a chance to read it. Sidney Powell's 270-page document on all these vote fraud-related matters. It should be posted on my website before the day is over. But I think that a document needs to be on your website, and I believe people need to take some time and read Sidney Powell's 270-page document concerning voter fraud and related topics. She is absolutely brilliant. I've known several hundred lawyers in my professional career, and she's top of the top. We hear the term, Anita, mind like a steel trap. Well, her mind is like 10 steel traps.
Yeah.
I mean, serious. You know, Anne, if you win one case in front of the Supreme Court, you get speaking engagements, you can write a book. She's won 70. Nobody's ever won 70 cases in front of the Supreme Court, ever. I'm a big fan of Sidney Powell. I spent an hour with this woman face-to-face, one-on-one, down in Dallas a couple of years ago. And I want to encourage people to read her 270-page document that she's drafted concerning vote fraud and related topics.
Yes, and we're going to get it up on our website soon, as soon as we can. And I'll put a summary of it as well, because it is a bear to read. But right at the moment, what people can do at the moment, which is super important. You know, I'm not a big rally person. Since I run elections, I know that rallies have their place, but they don't necessarily win elections. As a matter of fact, I know they don't win elections. However, this is the one exception. On January 6th, Trump is asking everyone to go to D.C. for a rally, because that is when Congress determines all the electoral votes. So it is very important that everyone go, and everyone who can, to tell everyone else that we need to be in D.C. on January 6th. And there needs to be such a show of support and force in D.C. during this time that Congress wouldn't dream of pulling a stunt like they always do. So that is our biggest effort right now, is because I'm pretty sure most people are convinced that, yes, there was voter fraud. But now we need to convince our congressmen that there's no way to weasel out of this. They need to do the right thing, do the action that supports the evidence, and Trump needs to go back into office. It's that simple.
Well, I agree. I'm personally not encouraging women to go to this. There's no doubt that Antifa will be there. The odds of violence happening are somewhat accurate, I think. And even though Antifa will be outnumbered 20 to 1, I think they will have a presence, and especially around the edges where they think they might outnumber some people. So I'm not encouraging women to go if they are, that they have the company of a number of men with them to protect them. The possibility of violence is a clear and present danger. So I'm mostly encouraging men to go in groups, once again, not as in ones and twos, but in eights and nines and tens and more, and that group stay together. But it is important to be there, Anita. I agree with you.
Yes, and my husband
is not letting me go. One of the things that I've noticed.
But he's going.
You say your husband's going, Anita?
Yes, he is going. My husband's going. Ann, is your husband going?
No, but one of the things I've noticed, have you noticed how underreported any time we rally and gather? I mean, we've had these huge rallies throughout the last year, and they get nothing of the press of the rallies that on the other side, which are just so small in comparison in numbers. The numbers we've had have been enormous when Americans have gotten together and rallied throughout this presidential process.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Ann's absolutely right. The media is just out of control, and they're ridiculous. But the main reason for going is not the media coverage. The main reason for going is because Congress will be in session. And you want them to know very clearly where America stands. And that is why we're going. That's why my husband is going. And that's why he's getting a group of his friends together, and they're all going to go together.
That's fabulous, Anita. So glad to hear it. And so this is on January 6th, and Trump has asked Americans to do this. And we need to do this because we need to show our support.
Yes, and
well,
no matter how brilliant Sidney Powell is, the Supreme Court is not hearing these cases. They I don't even have words to describe the Supreme Court at the moment. So we cannot depend on these courts to do anything. And the lower judges are getting a lot of power and this kind of attitude because the Supreme Court is refusing to hear anything. It's ridiculous. I hope we can clean up the judges after the election.
Well, it needs to. A good example of the media ignoring rallies would be Rolling Thunder, which is taking place every year for decades. Imagine a parade where you stand there and it takes over 3 hours for the parade to go past you. That's Rolling Thunder in Washington, D.C., to promote the and keep alive the POW/MIA issue. And unless the president is there, which has happened the last year or two, the media completely ignores it as if it never happened at all. So they're real good at ignoring massive rallies that take place and not giving any public attention to it at all.
It's bad, but you've got to get your news from alternative sources like you and like other really good outlets.
Hold that thought, ladies. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 29th of December. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. I'm so glad I got EMP Shield devices for my daughter, my son-in-law, my grandson. I know they can make that one most important trip to get home when nobody else can. EMP Shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Ann and Anita. Their website is voterfraudisafelony.com. I say again, voterfraudisafelony.com. The telephone number, if you don't have internet access, you want more information, just call the following telephone number, 314-369-6144. I say again, 314-369-6144. Ladies, we've got a caller on the hold here. We've got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, John. Good morning, ladies. Yeah, as I told you before, I work third shift, John, so I'm going to ask you personally to carry this message throughout the RBN staff. I think you should let John Stadmiller know. This Nashville bombing was part of that cancel culture thing that's going on. That was a direct attack on the country music industry. If anybody, any influential industry in America is pro-Second Amendment, pro-Trump, wrapped in the American flag, you know, after 9/11, take our red, white, and blue boot and shove it up your butt. I mean, that whole thing. The whole country music industry is pro-white, pro-Christian, pro-America, pro-Second Amendment. And the joke that the FBI would wrap this thing up in 24 hours with the Timothy McVeigh lone bomber crap is a pretext to a gun grab. And basically, if anybody, it's Nashville. And if anybody in the music industry goes against the official narrative that they put out now with the lone bomber thing, I mean, they're done. They'll take their millions of dollars. They'll destroy their record contracts. They'll take their $10 million homes and all of it. I live in Tennessee. I work out of Nashville. To think now that the political correctness I have to tolerate is that it's one or the other. Either you go with the lone bomber nut, you know, conservative patriot nut job, Trump supporter, afraid of, you know, paranoid conspiracy theorist, afraid of 5G, or you think the government did this.
Right.
John, we do
thank you for your call. We're almost out of time. Thank you for your call. A lot of theories, ladies, about the Nashville bombing, aren't there?
Yes. There are, and
okay.
Hopefully one of these days we can get to the truth.
We got less than 2 minutes. Ann, give us a one-minute summary, and then Anita. Hello, Ann. I'm not hearing anything.
Uh-oh, she might have been cut off.
Okay, well, give us a quick summary, because we're almost out of time here, Anita.
Okay, I'd say that January 6th, the most important thing in D.C., and absolutely right, if you're a woman, make sure you're protected or send your husband. Second thing is don't count on the courts, and we've got to spend a lot of time next year cleaning up courts, so put that on your list of things to do.
Okay, well said, Anita, well said. Well, next week will be just about 2 days away from January the 6th, and we can get back at this, can't we?
Yes, it'll be exciting. Keep praying.
It will be. It will be. It will be exciting. Thank you very much. We'll have you back next Tuesday. Appreciate it, Anita.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Thank you, JR. It's a pleasure to be on with you.
Thank you, Adam. We'll see you next Tuesday also. All right. Well, we got the bottom of the hour break coming up here momentarily. Leon Green will be with us. We'll spend about 24 minutes talking about our favorite line of products. That would be the doTERRA essential oils, which are so important to have optimal health and well-being in every aspect of your life. That's the doTERRA oils, and I always look forward to talking to Leon about that. Top of the hour, we'll have Steve Ben Noon join us, and we'll have the Tuesday morning roundtable and get caught up on what's going on with Steve Ben Noon, as we always do on Tuesday, well, pretty much every Tuesday morning. And that will be the show for today. Tomorrow, of course, we'll have our usual Wednesday morning roundup chance with Simply Clean Foods first hour, then Professor McCanny, and then Jeff Nyquist. And this week, just like next week, we'll be playing archives Thursday and Friday. We'll wrap up the week and wrap up the year. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thepublic.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 29th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Before the day's over, my webmaster, Tim Spencer, he will have posted under U.S. protest riots and communist insurrection, he will have posted Sidney Powell's 270-page report. It's a lot. It's a lot to read. I have not yet read it myself. It's on my list to get it done the next day or so. But knowing Sidney Powell as I do, and I do know Sidney Powell, by the way, I know her personally, this is going to be a document that's worth your time. Also, my website, we have the new year coming up. People are thinking more about health than they typically do, even in this COVID year we've had. And if you're thinking about the arthritis pain you've been dealing with, I have something that will help. It's called the Energy Cleaner. If you have issues with sleep, the same thing will help. It's called the Energy Cleaner. I'm getting a fresh shipment from the manufacturer this week, Tom Berryhill. I'll get all those back orders caught up. And just check it out at my website, the Energy Cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it, right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Send me a check. My address is there also. Are you doubting Thomas? Hey, that's okay. That's why I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free hour line 24 hours a day for your Energy Cleaner and your mattress pad. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We have patient Wayne in Greenwood, my friend Leon Green. Leon began a quest more than a decade ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with doTERRA essential oils to help you with your life, to help you with the health that you want to have, the energy you want to have, and even the things around the house, like doing laundry. I do my laundry with doTERRA essential oils, 3 drops of Purify, 3 drops of lemon oil, and that's all it takes. And the laundry comes out clean and fresh and very nice. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. How are you doing, sir?
Well, sir, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be illegal. How about yourself?
I'm pretty good. I'm waiting for that energy cleaner to get to me so I can start using it again. I've missed it for COVID.
I talked to a customer yesterday. He bought an energy cleaner from me 3 weeks ago up in near Chicago. It was a Chicago suburb. And he took delivery yesterday. This went out priority mail, signature confirmation, 3 weeks ago. And Illinois is right next door to Missouri, okay, for people that are geographically challenged. And I routinely ship stuff to Australia, and it takes less time. But I guess the Christmas rush kind of overwhelmed the system, didn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir, and I've seen the same thing in the legal system, too. So, yes, I agree with you.
For the time being, I'm probably not taking any orders from England, Ireland, Scotland. They are no longer accepting mail from the United States, apparently. How bizarre is that? Allegedly due to COVID.
But Leon, they're accepting the money.
Who's accepting the money?
No, I said, I bet you when America sends, you know, money.
Oh,
To the country?
Yeah, the COVID relief, yeah. Right, exactly. And of course, they'll take the money. That's a given.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Leon, we're in this is the first week of winter. The first day was the 21st of December. And actually, I guess this would be the second week. People dealing with cold weather, being indoors a lot, all the things that go along with that. We have a product we call the diffuser, which takes oils and atomizes them into the air. And to make your home more comfortable and more homey, there's different oils that will help with that, aren't there, sir?
Yes, sir. And what's nice is many people think that they can use like a humidifier, and humidifiers are not made for diffusing oil. So many times people try to do the free route, and you stick it in there, and then you find out within a week or two it's broken. So, yeah, diffusers, you know, really is made for that. And there's different versions. There's ones that are used for, you know, putting oils in water and then diffusing it. those typically last between 4 and 10 or 15 hours, and then you have to restart those over again, add more oils, whereas the other one called the Aroma Ace is you just screw the bottle right into the diffuser, and it will diffuse. You know, you can, there's three different ways. You can adjust the volume of oil that's dissipated, and then you can also determine how often it's on and how often it is off. And so by doing it through the diffusing technique, it can, specifically with the Aroma Ace, it can actually diffuse it into the air. It will be up to 1,500 square feet, and it will linger in the air because of how small it is for as long as 20 minutes, and then you can have it turn off for 20 minutes and then turn it back on for 5 minutes. And so, in essence, you'll have 100% coverage without having it on nonstop. So you're not, you know, wasting it. And when you diffuse the oil, specifically the Aroma Ace, it's actually small enough. It'll go through paint and through drywall, so it's very effective for places that deal with mold and other issues like that.
Right, right. Well, I'm a big fan of the Aroma Ace myself, and that's what I use. Now, there's a special oil for this time of year called Holiday Joy. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir. Holiday Joy. Another one's Holiday Peace. They're similar, but they're not identical. And Joy smells a lot like On Guard, but it has more of the pine oil in it. So it really smells like a Christmas tree, and it's extremely effective for immunity and overall, you know, just seasonal festivities.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, there's other oils that will help you with your mood, aren't there?
Yes, and specifically the citrus oils. And so any of those are very good with mood. So there's actually a YouTube video that has Fox News did it like 10 years ago in which they used the ER, the emergency room at Vanderbilt University, and they ended up having a six-month study that now is now over 7-8 years old now, that in which they have used the oils and found out that in this emergency room, which is a level one, that it reduces work-related stress by over 90% just breathing it, and then 95% is the reduction of work-related frustration. So when you have these emergency workers dealing with customers and patients' relatives coming in looking for them, they have a tendency to be very short and candid about seeing their relatives, regardless of COVID. And so it is very effective. And so you can use that same oil at home, and you can mix the oils together. So then you can have the uplifting, you can have the immune support, and protect you from pathogens like bacteria and viruses and mold and even parasites. So there's so many uses of the oils. And because the nasal cavities are so impacted by exposure to bacteria and viruses, it's good to have something that you can use to protect yourself. You know, it goes into your bloodstream via the oxygen and transfers through the alveoli into the bloodstream, and then it's now in your body able to kill those bacteria. But also when it goes to the limbic system, the limbic system is directly related to emotions and to memory. So when you can smell something you haven't smelled in 40 years and it reminds you of grandma's cookies or something of nature, it's because the limbic system is the only system that is a main line that goes straight to the brain. There's no filters. It's pretty unique.
It's amazing how different scents, two things, scents and music both can transport you instantly to a place you haven't been for years, maybe decades. Diffuser we're talking about, it's a hyphenated word, aroma-ace, aroma-ace. And that's as good as it gets. You can't get anything better, can you?
No, sir. It has a limited lifetime warranty, and the only challenge they've had it with is people don't read manuals. So what happened was, many times people would just take it and lend it to their friend or give it to the mother, and they'd stick it in the car, leaving the oil bottle on there. And when the oil actually hits the diaphragm physically as compared to being diffused, that's how I lent it to somebody, and they broke it that way. So, I'm very cognizant when I talk to people about this. It's an awesome one. Just do not lay it on the side, and just better yet, just disconnect the Aroma Ace from the little... And then in that case, I've had it work for 10 years.
Remove the oil from the diffuser before you move it. It's probably the safest thing.
Yes. And we also have some buy one, get one this month.
Logo, tell us about that, Leon, please.
Yes. And you only do it only twice a year, buy one, get one. And so they have the program intact right now for the end of the week. And you can go on the website and see it, and you can still order before the end of the year and get these. So one is the ancient oils of the Bible, and Emily Wright talked about them. So there's frankincense and myrrh and cistus and galbum and hyssop. And so all of these oils are available on the website, and limited supplies, but you can buy that, and you also get some other free oils. And then if you have an order, if you're a brand new member, or if you've been one for years, you can order anything over $200 in product value or PV, and they will give you a free bottle of frankincense. And so that bottle is normally $93 retail, and it's $69 as a wholesale member. So I've seen many accounts, specifically the people that have joined with John, and they've ordered three or more sets over $200, so they got three free bottles of frankincense. So frankincense is really unique in that it has so many benefits: antibacterial, antiviral, anti-inflammatory. It helps with the emotions. It's also one
well in these days of COVID. Antiviral means antivirus, of course. People who are at risk, older folks, people who have take prescription drugs, people who are obese. Frankincense would be a good thing to have in the air for those folks who are at risk of COVID, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir. And in that capacity, if you're looking specifically for viruses, I would definitely say the best one in that regard would be to do it more topically. And you can use OnGuard in that capacity as well, or use Holiday Joy or Holiday Peace to have the benefits as well. And the frankincense, if you're looking for those other benefits of having the brain support, because what's good about frankincense, it's great for, for depression, and if you're feeling a little down during the holidays, and frankincense is also a very, very effective in crossing the blood-brain barrier. So that and myrrh both are effective in that way. So it helps protect for things like Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's.
Right. Well, before the break. Ladies and gentlemen, if you need a private consultation with Leon, or you would like to start your own doTERRA business, just give Leon a call. Leave a message if he doesn't pick up. What's that phone number, Leon?
It is 303-495-2188, Mountain Time.
Mountain Time, absolutely. Now, that number again is 303-495-2188 if you'd like to start your own doTERRA business, or if you need a private consultation. And Leon would be glad to talk to you. Just leave a message if you'd have to pick up. Well, that buy one, get one offer is something that is only twice a year, and that ends, I would assume, at midnight Thursday evening, doesn't it, sir?
Yes, and right now, because of the limited supplies, sometimes they actually will discontinue them with 10 million people ordering, and sometimes they do it multiple sets. I think it's a maximum limit of 5. So it doesn't take very long for them to turn it off. So normally the BOGOs are typically for a 24-hour period, and sometimes they'll add another one. So I can't promise you what's rest.
Well, obviously you can't make a promise, but bottom line is get in there now while you can. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 29th of December. We're visiting with Leon Green, talking about doTERRA essential oils. There's a link at my website under products for doTERRA essential oil, so that's your entree to get started. If you're just getting started, Leon and I suggest getting the largest kit that you can afford. we don't necessarily advocate you going into debt to get a kit, but get the largest kit you can afford. You'll get the most for your money right there. That's number one. Number two, there's a book, actually two editions of the same book, simple two-word title, Modern Essentials. Very simple title, Modern Essentials. You're going to want the fifth edition and the 12th edition. You may ask, well, John, why do I want two editions of the same book? That would be pretty silly. Well, here's why. The fifth edition says things that the Food and Death Administration will no longer allow to be said in these books. The 12th edition has all the latest oils. Now, once you've got these two things, you're ready to go. If you're in a hurry, you want some specific oils for a specific concern, that's when you call Leon, because quite frankly, compared to me, he's the expert, not me. Leon's phone number is 303-495-2188. And in these times, when people are looking for another stream of income, you can do that with doTERRA also and start a home-based business. Big bonus here, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to inventory any product. You don't see the product. You don't touch it. It's all shipped straight from doTERRA to your customer without you ever seeing the stuff or having to inventory it first. That's a big bonus, isn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir, especially in any kind of marketing and sales. You know, how many times have you heard that from the 70s and 80s, buy a lot and let it rot? So, you know, the oils don't have an expiration, but what's nice is you can also have sales throughout the world. And so I remember seeing there's one person I met when I was in Israel, this famous celebrity, and he was rather sick, and he was actually on an IV because he was septic. And so I had taken my oils with me with my son. And when I met the gentleman at the church, he talked for a bit, and I said, "Here, I'm going to give you some On Guard." And I said, "I want you to do this with the right every 15 minutes." And so we got him off the IV, and I saw him on Facebook. I don't use Facebook, but it was a Facebook Twitter access account, and I saw him. And, you know, he's alive and well and singing, praising the Lord. It was really good and gratifying to see that this man who was almost about to die was able to benefit just because of, you know, two bottles of oil. And since then, I blessed him with a kit, and I sent it to him. So his wife really loves oils. And, you know, so in this case, I didn't have to ship it. And we had just opened up the office in Germany, so it had to come from Germany to go to Israel, but now they have offices in Israel proper, so you know, the company's
hold
growing. Leon,
we got our top hour break. Liam will be back with us in a moment with Steve Ben Noon for our roundtable. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.